BBC News with Jerry Smith. The United States says it's disappointed by the deal between Fatah and Hamas, which should allow the rival Palestinian factions to form a unity government after years of division. The State Department warned the agreement could complicate efforts to extend the Middle East peace talks. Barbara Platosha reports from Washington.
The State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the timing of the announcement was troubling. It came as the U.S. was struggling to get Israel and the Palestinians to agree to extend so far fruitless peace talks. Ms. Psaki said the Palestinian deal could seriously complicate those efforts, declaring that Israel could not be expected to negotiate with a government that didn't believe in its right to exist, which is the Hamas position. She said the administration would watch closely what steps are actually taken in the coming hours and days.
Ukrainian government officials say the operation to remove pro-Russian groups from eastern Ukraine is well underway after an Easter truce. The Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, warned that Russia would retaliate if what it called its interests were threatened. Mr. Lavrov also suggested that the United States had a hand in the current standoff in Ukraine.
Now that Joe Biden visited Kyiv, this counter-terrorist operation was declared in the active phase again. Well, it's quite telling that they chose the moment of Vice President of the United States' visit to announce the resumption of this operation. So I don't have any reasons not to believe that the Americans are running the show in a very close way.
The U.S. State Department dismissed Mr. Lavrov's claims as ludicrous and not based in fact. The first contingent of 600 U.S. troops being deployed to Eastern Europe has arrived in Poland, as Washington seeks to reassure its NATO allies following Russia's annexation of Crimea. 150 soldiers will take part in live fire training exercises in Poland for a month before replacements are brought in. Another 450 service personnel are being sent to Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia. The World Health Organization has expressed concern at the rising number of cases of the potentially deadly virus known as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. More than 93 people have died from the virus globally since it was first detected in Saudi Arabia 2 years ago. The BBC's global health reporter, Tulip Mazumdar, has the details.
The World Health Organization says the sudden rise in cases is particularly worrying because of outbreaks in healthcare facilities in both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. It says many of the new infections have been in medical staff treating sick patients. Scientists still don't know the source of the virus, although they suspect it came from camels, or how it spreads. The World Health Organization is now offering to send international experts into both countries to investigate what's happening. They'll want to establish whether the virus could be mutating to become more contagious.
World News from the BBC. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has sacked the head of the National Army. A decree read out on state television announced that General James Hotmai would be removed with immediate effect. The director of the military intelligence unit was also dismissed. No official reason was given. President Obama is due to meet Japan's Emperor Akihito and hold talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe shortly, on the second day of a nation tour intended to reaffirm America's commitment to the region. Japan and other U.S. allies are seeking assurances of U.S. support in their territorial disputes with China. On Wednesday, Mr. Obama told a Japanese newspaper the U.S. would oppose any attempt to undermine Japan's administration of the disputed Senkaku or Diaoyu Islands. A judge in the United States has ruled that the soldier convicted of passing thousands of secret documents to the WikiLeaks website may formally change her first name to reflect her desire to be known as a woman. He said Private Bradley Manning, a former defense analyst, can now be known as Chelsea. David Willis reports from Washington.
The ruling by a Kansas judge clears the way for official changes to Manning's military records, although it doesn't compel the army to treat her as a woman or to transfer her to a woman's jail. Nonetheless, Manning called it an exciting day, saying in a statement that she hoped the decision would raise awareness of the hurdles transgendered people jump through every day simply in order to be who they are.
The retired Cuban baseball pitcher Conrado or Connie Marrero, the oldest former player from America's Major League, has died in Havana. He was 102. Marrero played in the Mexican League and for Cuba's national team before making his U.S. debut with the Washington Senators in 1950. He stayed with the club for five seasons, impressing fans with a repertoire of unusual pitches that kept opponents guessing. BBC News.